to come away 0-2?
I don't think we're frustrated. I think for the most part we've played two pretty solid games, and it comes down to a couple breaks. You know, we miss a chance, and they go down and tie the game up 2-2 instead of it going to 3-1. And, you know, we get a couple chances late there. They get a couple blocks and some big saves. So, you know, I feel like we're right there. I don't think we're frustrated. I don't think you can let that creep into this room. We have a lot of belief in the team we have in here. And, you know, we know it's a tough hole to come out of, but, you know, some pretty good teams have come out of here before. You look at where Tampa is right now. So, you know, they're all great teams this league. It's going to be a test, but we're looking forward to going into St. Louis and trying to steal a pair.
Adam, it's coming down to breaks. What do you make of them getting the breaks when they seem to need it?
Yeah, you know what? It's not just breaks. You know, they've been playing well, and they deserve some of those. They've made some great plays coming out behind the net to off the rush, and they've just defended extremely hard. They're a hard team to play against. They don't give you a lot. So, you know what? They deserve a lot of credit there, too. So, you know, we're going to look at the video. We're going to see where we can tighten up. And, you know, I think we're going to go into game three and kind of with the same game plan for the most part. I think we've done a good job, you know, kind of coming out and playing well for large stretches of time. Then, you know, there's a bit of a block that they start to control the play. And, you know, it's going to be important for us to try and limit those blocks and try and minimize them. You know, maybe instead of it being a 12-minute block, and now it's a 6-minute block. And, you know, Helly made some big saves for us tonight in those blocks. I think there was a stretch in the second period where they had a lot of chances and we weren't generating much. So, you know, if we can cut down on that stuff, you know, moving forward, I think we'll be okay.
Your line specifically, will you take that performance and replicate it? Would you take that performance going forward against O'Reilly's line in the rest of the series?
You know, I think going into St. Louis is going to be a little different. You know, we might need to chip in some offenses. It's probably going to be O'Reilly against Scheif, you know, depending on the score. But, you know, in a close game, that's kind of the matchup we expect them to run on home ice. So, you know what, when you're not out there checking the other team's best, you got to contribute with your minutes. So, you know, I think we're fairly happy with how we played. But, you know, at the same time, you can't just be happy coming out even.
In St. Louis.
Last one, guys.
No, you know what, I don't see why it would be any different. You know, obviously we don't have the crowd on our side, and they have last change, but, you know, we've played a lot of road games. We've played a lot of road games in the playoffs the last couple of years, so you know, their fans are going to be excited for their first game, and, you know, I think it's going to be similar to how we came out in game one and game two. They're going to be revved up. They might be on the body a little more, but, you know, at the same time, sometimes you make mistakes when you're running around trying to chase hits. So, you know, it's about weathering that storm and then kind of killing that momentum. You want to play in a silent building. So if we can silence the crowd early, that's going to be a good thing.